Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Daily Affirmations for Overstimulated Minds. You know that feeling when your brain's buzzing like a beehive on a sugar rush? Yeah, me too. Life throws a lot at us these days, constant notifications, endless to-do lists, and the pressure to be on all the time. It's no wonder our emotions can feel like a runaway roller coaster sometimes. But hey, don't worry, I'm here to help you navigate that chaos and find your calm amidst the storm. Today's episode is all about managing stress and emotions effectively because let's be real, taking control of those feels is crucial for living a happier, more balanced life. Think of it like this. Stress and overwhelming emotions are like unwelcome house guests. They can overstay their welcome and make your whole space feel chaotic if you don't set some boundaries. So, how do we manage those pesky house guests? Let's dive into five powerful strategies to help you navigate those emotional waves. First up, mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, "Be present in the moment"? It sounds super cliche, but it's actually a game changer. Mindfulness is all about focusing on what's happening right now, without judgment. It's like pressing pause on your internal mental chatter and simply observing your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. Try taking a few minutes each day to just breathe deeply, notice the sensations in your body, and focus on your surroundings. It sounds simple, but trust me, it can make a world of difference. Second, movement magic. Physical activity is like a mood booster on steroids. When you exercise, your brain releases feel-good chemicals called endorphins, which have a natural calming effect. Doesn't that sound amazing? You don't have to run a marathon. Even a brisk walk, some yoga stretches, or a fun dance session in your living room can work wonders for your mental state. Third, the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Reach out to friends, family, or loved ones. A genuine conversation can do wonders for your emotional well-being. Remember those old-school days when you'd hang out with your besties, share stories, and just laugh? Yeah, try getting back to that. Fourth, prioritizing self-care is non-negotiable. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about consciously making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It could be reading a good book, taking a hot bath, listening to calming music, or simply spending time in nature. Whatever recharges you, make it a priority. Finally, learn to say, no, and I mean really say it. Overcommitting can lead to burnout and stress. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own well-being. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure you're taking care of yourself first. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Like there's just not enough time in the day? Picture this. You wake up to a mountain of emails, your phone is buzzing with notifications, and you've got deadlines looming. Suddenly, it feels like your brain is about to explode. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and let stress take over. But here's where those powerful strategies we talked about come into play. Take a deep breath, remember that mindfulness mantra, be present in the moment, and try some of these tips. Step away from the chaos. Even for 5 minutes, step away from your computer, silence your phone, and go for a walk outside. Feel the fresh air on your skin, listen to the birds singing, it's like hitting the reset button. Channel those endorphins. Put on your favorite music and dance it out. Exercise can be a powerful stress reliever. Even a quick workout can boost your mood and help you feel more centered. Connect with someone who lifts you up. Call a friend, share a laugh, or have a heart-to-heart conversation. Remember, we're stronger together. Treat yourself to some self-care magic. Light a scented candle, take a relaxing bath, read a chapter of that book you've been meaning to finish, whatever helps you unwind and recharge. Don't be afraid to say no. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own well-being. You don't have to please everyone all the time. Remember, managing stress and emotions is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, but by incorporating these strategies into your daily life, you'll gradually feel more empowered to navigate those emotional waves with grace and resilience. So, there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways to help you manage stress and emotions effectively. Remember, taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health. So be kind to yourself, practice self-compassion, and never hesitate to reach out for support when you need it. You've got this. Now go out there and rock your day, one mindful step at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might find it helpful, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. It helps others discover the power of daily affirmations for overstimulated minds. See you tomorrow for another dose of calm attention.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.